The inside the Beltway term for it is sequestration. Automatic across-the-board cuts will kick in January 3rd if Congress can't decide on mandatory budget reductions by then. Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy says it's serious stuff.
We think there's a better way to do it. Instead of using this bludgeon, we want to look at the budget and see where we can make these savings to have the most effect.
His Democratic challenger, former State Senator Pat Kreitlow, says they should stay in Washington.
When you just talk about kicking the can down the road while you're still in session, it tells me you're not serious. You've never been serious about real long-term budgeting and long-term deficit relief.
Kreitlow says last week's congressional vote to pass a continuing resolution keeping government funding through March pushes the country closer to a fiscal cliff.
So they leave the lights on, but they still bring in these cuts that would do horrible damage to our military, to the social safety net, to a whole host of programs that are going to lead many have predicted, to a double-dip recession.
But Duffy says waiting until after the election is the right move.
Especially as we move into this lame duck session, there's a lot of things that have to be addressed. And to move it down about 6 months and where we can handle it again and really address some of these spending issues, I think is the right way to go.
Congress has to decide on a 10-year, $1.2 trillion deficit reduction plan or sequestration will kick in. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.